Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hometer.
Well, the market had a great week this week. Jobless claims near multi-decade lows, inflation more than double the Fed target, and economic growth, well, seems to be somewhat resistant. So the question is, are we going to have a hard or soft landing? Going to be hearing much more about this as the weeks unroll. Dow Jones up 1.8% for the week. The S&P 500 up 2.5%. NASDAQ, what a week, up 4.3%. Year-to-date, it's up over 11% right now. Imagine that. The international index up 1.1%. Year-to-date, up 7.8%. So been some good growth there. 10-year Treasury slightly down, finishing flat for the week. Oil, $79.46 a barrel. And bonds. Bonds are up 3.3% year-to-date. So pretty good across the board. And I continue to get questions about, well, what's going to happen? And you may remember we've been talking all about the difference between a hard and a soft landing, which means does the Fed get it right or do they get it wrong? And in this case, is the market ahead of itself or is it due for a pullback? So whether it's a hard landing or a soft landing won't be clear in my mind for at least a couple of weeks. And here's why. First, we know after last week that economic growth is slowing, but the market is saying that the economy is doing better than what it looks like. So Tuesday, we saw the Richmond Fed. Now, I usually don't care about the Richmond Fed Manufacturing Index, but in this case, it came in at negative 11, and the estimates were down negative 3. So that was a pretty big jump in slowdown, and that's the lowest reading we've seen since, get this, May of 2020. The other number we saw this week, which caused me some concern about the other side of the equation, is the jobless claims. You know, I've been talking a lot about jobless claims and the Fed wanting to see it get up to around 300,000. Well, this past week came in at 186. So it's going the wrong direction. Employment is strong. It's unclear how much growth we're going to see or slowing growth, how that's going to impact earnings. We're still getting through earnings cycle right now. And pressure the market multiple, it'll have to be a clear and significant recession to push that multiple down towards 15 times earnings. So my point is, I'm seeing slowing growth doesn't automatically mean that stocks are going to go down, but falling earnings, lower multiples, that's what makes stocks decline. And because of this strong employment number, it's not clear how much this slowing of growth is going to impact the stock market. So the second thing we're looking at is we don't know at what point the Fed is going to actually turn around. It's been 30 years I've been in this business. I can't remember a wider gap between what the Fed's saying and what the market thinks will happen, because the spread between year-end Fed funds right now and the market is 100 basis points. So one of them's going to be right and one of them's going to be wrong. And if you look at history, usually it's the market. And that means that the Fed will pivot sooner, which is what the market's showing us right at this moment. If it's the Fed and they're right, then they're not going to pivot till much later in the year. And that means they may raise again. I know we're expecting them to raise here this next Wednesday about 0.25%. So people are asking me, what does this mean right now? What should we be doing? Well, I don't want you to get too caught up in the hard versus soft landing debate, because you're going to hear much more about this as the weeks unfold. And I think the market's going to be volatile because of that. And I really don't think this issue is going to be settled for months. And in that time, the pendulum could swing back and forth, which means stock prices will go up and they'll go down. So we got to keep watching the data. We got to keep watching the earnings. Certainly the unemployment number every Thursday, that's really important. And as soon as we know something's turning, we'll let you know. Now, if it's a hard or soft landing becomes more likely, don't expect big moves in the S&P 500. I'd expect the S&P 500 to trade in the range in the upper 3000s. And as we see right now, it's getting close to 4100. I'll give you my marks here in a second. But given the uncertainty that I'm seeing right now, I'm continuing to advocate being conservative in your equity positions and be defensive. Look at value again over growth. min volatility, longer term bonds. In energy this past week, the story there was natural gas. Natural gas resumed the steep descent with futures falling another 5.93% in a day, bringing the year-to-date loss to nearly 35%. So remember last year, great year. Well, guess what? This year is not so great. Mild weather, elevated production levels, and healthy inventory levels are all contributing to this downtrend. And futures right now remain oversold, and we're looking at another potential violent short covering rally in the near term. So no sign of a bottom forming yet in natural gas. And so be careful if you're walking around in that. We're going to be talking about landmines that might disrupt your retirement plans this year, and that certainly could be one of them. So keep your eye on that one. Now, 2023, January, traditionally, when it kicks off to a really strong start like we've seen, that could be a good sign for the whole year that the market could finish positively. And typically, when we look at these sort of things, particularly right now where the market is, it's about 14%. S&P 500 is up 14% from the October low. Of the four previous years with a 15% plus decline, like we saw last year, three began with a further drop in January, indicating that the year would have significant weakness and probably a bad year. However, when we look broadly at all the years since 1950, in which the stock market fell for the year, January of the next year, so we're talking right now because we fell in 2022, had an average return of 1.3%, slightly better than the 1% average return for all Januaries. But right now, stocks are up over 6%, like I said, so far this January, as we know it'll end this next week. There have been 14 previous Januaries in the last 75 years with a monthly gain of 5% or more. 13 of those years went on to finish positive with an average annual increase of, get this, 23%. So in other words, particularly strong January performance has often been a signal of above average gains for the year ahead. Going forward, I think the recessionary pressures are going to continue. We're going to see falling corporate earnings and layoffs, particularly in the tech sector. And that's going to cause volatility here in this first half. Just get ready for it. It's all I can say. You're flying right now with your seatbelt on. Put it on. Don't get up and walk around that cabinet because you know what's going to happen in 2023. Expect volatility and swings ahead. And when those do, that's opportunity. Because again, this finishes to be a strong year, then you may want to stay invested and have your portfolio well diversified. So I hope that helps.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.